The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
It's interesting that this time of year, we're still getting darker for a few more days. Is both the time of year that people celebrate and feel all kinds of recognition of community, of meeting together to celebrate, to give gifts, to acknowledge the changing of the seasons, all kinds of things. It's also a time when very challenging for some people. Some people find that the darkness of the time is hard, the cold. Some people find that things get more busy right now and more stressful this time of year. Some people find that it's, it's a time for more family connections, which can be very wonderful, and family connections can have their challenges, more of that. And we have our challenges of our society more widely, and some people can be feel much more tender, feel much more like they're touching areas of great challenge and hardships and tragedy and in their lives. We can meet those challenges either with resistance or without resistance. And with resistance, they tend to be harder and more difficult. We're certainly more difficult to be with when we're in resistance. When we're more difficult for ourselves, if we're all tight and tense. It's less interesting to be in your body, less interesting to be in your heart and in your mind. If it's all tense and tight and resistant, it's just not a pleasant place to be. Or we can meet it without resistance. And part of the advantage of meeting without resistance is that we become a better place to be. It's rather than recoiling from ourselves because it's so difficult in here, it can maybe feel more welcoming, more interesting to be here in the heart, in the body, in the mind, be here for ourselves. And in meeting the challenges and the tragedies and the sufferings of our life without resistance, there are two important concepts in Buddhism about how to respond. And the Buddhist words are samvega and karuna. And samvega, different people will explain it differently, but it's a certain kind of, both karuna and samvega is a stirring of the heart. The kind of etymology of the word is kind of the heart has been stirred up, the heart quivers or resonates with what's going on. And samvega is a quivering of the heart, a movement of the heart that inspires a person or evokes in person a strong desire to practice mindfulness, to practice a path of liberation, to really kind of enter into this Buddhist practice in a bigger way. Because to try to come to the bottom of our own attachments, our own fears, our own greeds and our own resistance and animosity, we do for not only for our own sake, but we do it for the sake of the world around us. Someone needs to do this inner work of clarifying the heart and opening it up and freeing it. And so the certain kind of passion for practice, a passion for liberation, a passion for truth that is a response to challenges of our life. Yes, it's challenging, it's difficult, and I'm going to try to use this, the energy of that challenge, to really try to practice more thoroughly. So that's the word samvega. And the karuna is the word for compassion. And so this is meet the tragedies and challenges of our life with compassion. And compassion is not just simply the quivering of the heart, kind of the empathy that we might feel in the suffering and tragedy and challenges of life, but it also comes with a desire. Both these have desires. Samvega comes with a desire for practice. karuna comes with a desire to alleviate that suffering, to make a difference. So it's a little bit more than a kind of self-love or love for the others, or it comes actually with a desire, you know, wish that may people be free of their challenges, free of their suffering. And that compassion can be directed towards oneself, it can be directed towards others, depending where the greatest need is, probably both places. And so to meet challenges with resistance, there's not much space for compassion. And so to learn how to let go of resistance, to soften the heart, and let kind of just not don't tighten up or tense around the challenges, but see if you can stay relaxed, soften in the body, soften in the chest, and allow it to come, allow it to take it in, because then there's a much better chance that you'll respond with either samvega or compassion. You won't be overwhelmed by the suffering, but rather you use the suffering and the tragedies to be to strengthen that part of yourself that feels it has agency, feels that it can do something, that we're not the victim of our life, but we have ability to step forward and make a difference. Samvega, the difference is, yes, I can practice with this. I don't have to be a victim to this. I can find my way out of it. I can find my freedom. Karuna is, I'm not a victim. They're not a victim. There's not, you know, it's not hopeless. There is hope. I can do something. If we're expecting other people to do something always, other people should help, other people should do something. You know, I think that kind of limits our own agency, our own freedom. But if we think that our world begins with ourselves and that we can make a difference, even if it might be very small, and to feel empowered, to feel inspired, yes, I would like to alleviate the suffering of this person, alleviate the suffering of myself, I care. I feel it. Through my caring, I will act. Do something. And if nothing else, just if your compassion for yourself, maybe sit down in a quiet place and let your heart hear how much you care for yourself and how you value yourself. For someone else, depends what's appropriate. But don't underestimate that even a teeny step, a small step, of acting begins giving you the expression to your freedom, to your agency, to your power to respond to the world. So in Buddhist practice, we look first, is there resistance or is there no resistance? If there's resistance to what's going on in the world, then that's where the practice is, to look at that. If there's no resistance, then we can see, is what's being called forth inside of us samvega or karuna? And in some situations, karuna or compassion is not really the right thing, but samvega might be. So what comes to mind most strongly is that we have all kinds of tragedies in the world around us, and it's unlikely that all the tragedies you read about in the news are ones that you're going to respond to directly and offer help for and do something about. But you can use the energy of that, the impact that has on you, the resonance that has in your heart, to inspire you to be more dedicated in your practice. So you're practicing not only for yourself, but you are practicing for the people in Syria. You are practicing for the people in San Bernardino. You are practicing for people all over. Your practice is not done in isolation. So no matter what the tragedy or the challenge you come into, the impact that has on your heart, on you, can come through you and come out in one of two ways, either as samvega or as karuna. And both of them are part of our strength. They're part of our what's very valuable inside of us, beautiful things. In different times, different responses, sometimes samvega, sometimes karuna, sometimes both. And so at this time of year, if you find yourself in situations where it doesn't make sense to have active karuna, to do something, to alleviate suffering directly, because whatever reason it might be, then you can channel that into more energy for your practice. And if you find that you don't have ability to kind of pour more energy into your practice, somehow that's not the right thing, maybe there's more space then to offer karuna, compassion, to the world around you. Both of those are extremely valuable. And my guess is that, it was my faith, that whichever one you take, they'll bring on the other one sooner or later as a partner. So I hope that this time of year, these next few weeks, goes well for you. I hope that your practice supports you through these times, and I hope that your capacity for compassion supports you through these times. And so you start the new year kind of energized to do more of it for the new year. So thank you.